Now it's time for today's scripture reading.
我们今天读我们选读的经文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15.
今天来自于《约翰福音》第三章1至15节。
We'll first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们会用启应的方式读出，先读英文，然后再读中文。
John, chapter 3, verse 1. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council.
The angel Jesus said, "Rabbi, no one can do the works of God, for no one
walks on God." Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, "You must be born again."
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone who belongs to your spirit.
How can this be? Nicodemus asked.
You are the teacher of teachers and ages, and you do not understand these things.
Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony.
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
Let's read verse 15 together. That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
《约翰福音》第三章第一节，有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。耶稣回答说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。 耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。我说：你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。 尼哥底母问他说：怎能有这事呢？ 我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。
God bless the readers and hearers of His Word. The title of Reverend Thomas Mack's message, "There is more to life than this." The children may be now dismissed for children's worship.
小孩子可以下去崇拜。
家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
喺我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
多谢天父，你怜悯我哋。
Thank you, Father, that you shed your mercy and grace upon us.
你亲自嘅拖走带住我哋走过每一日嘅路。
That you take us, each and every one of us, with your hands to lead us.
无论我哋经过嘅系咩嘅大小嘅事。
No matter what kind of road we face ahead,
求你都每一日都让我哋更亲近你。
May you be closer to us, each and every day.
尤其我哋今日我哋同你敬拜你嘅时候。
Especially today as we come together to worship you.
当我哋用诗歌祈祷嚟献上赞美嘅时候。
That we praise you with our songs and our prayers.
求主你接纳我哋就算系唔完全嘅赞美。
May you accept our unperfect worship.
我哋求主你今日都对我哋都讲说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
跟住你嘅话语每日去激励我哋嘅心。
That your words would stir our hearts.
我哋咁样祈祷系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 有一日咁，牧师话咧，有一日佢嘅仔咧就咁样同佢讲。
There was this pastor that said his son spoke to him one day.
我哋祈祷唔使咁长噶。
We don't need to pray for a long time.
我哋话就神都知道一切啦，咁我哋奉主耶稣基督嘅名求就得噶啦。
Because God knows everything, in Jesus' name we pray.
但系佢发觉佢仔，哇，祈祷好耐，祈咁长嘅。
And then suddenly he realized that his son was praying for such a long time.
佢嗰日咧祈咗好长。
That day he prayed for a long time.
老豆问佢：点解你今日讲咁多嘢噶？
His father asked his son, "Why did you pray so much?"
我惊死佢唔听唔到啊
！I'm so afraid that God cannot hear me.
要讲多啲神听啲啫，我有好多嘢要讲，我要 make sure 神听到我讲。
So I want to make sure that he can hear me, and I have a lot to say.
咁牧师话：其实苦难系好嘅，系嘛？
So the pastor, the father said that yes, misery and suffering is good.
苦难推我哋去到神嗰度。
The suffering will push us towards God.
苦难叫我哋知道啦，叫我哋开始思想。我哋嘅生命系咪净系得我哋而家咁多嘅嘢
？And the suffering will cause us to say, "Is that it to life?"
我哋上一章咧嘅约翰记载到喺耶稣洁净咗圣殿之后，又行咗好多嘅神迹。
And so the chapters before us tell us how Jesus has performed so many miracles.
咁啲人咧好 impressed 就哇！
And so the people were quite impressed.
佢话：哇，好犀利啊！耶稣，我信你啦，我爱你啊
！They were in such awe. They yelled out, "I believe you. I love you."
话佢当咗耶稣系一个大明星嘅名人一样。
They thought he was such a great celebrity.
啦，耶稣写住话，唔系约翰写话咧，耶稣并唔将佢自己交俾呢啲人。
But John writes that still Jesus did not offer himself to the people.
因为佢知道咧，佢人心里头谂嘅系乜嘢
？Because he knows what is in man's heart.
佢知道虽然佢口佢喺度话赞美话信佢，但系佢知道其实佢人心里头谂嘅系乜嘢
？Even though the people with their words praised him, but he knew what was in man's heart.
跟住约翰就话啦。跟住讲咧，就有一个咁样嘅人咧。
And then John continued, there was this man.
一个咁样口里相称嘅人咧，夜晚黑嚟见耶稣。
This person who praised him with his words, but he came at night.
咁约翰就藉着耶稣咁跟住去讲啦。就系今日我睇呢章，耶稣藉着佢咁样讲，其实我行咁多神迹嘅背后嘅意思系咩？就讲到重生。
And so John explained all these miracles that Jesus performed. Jesus will now explain the meaning behind these miracles.
就系讲到重生呢个概念。
This reborn, to be born again.
嚟见耶稣呢个人咧，佢叫做尼哥底母。
And the name of the person is Nicodemus.
佢喺当时嘅犹太人嘅社会系一个好重要嘅人物。
In the In the Jewish society, he was a very important person.
他一个伯利赛人,
he is a Pharisee.
伯利赛人的意思就是说,是从人里面分别出来。
The meaning of Pharisees means he was chosen among the people.
He separated from the people.
He is separated.
他很虔诚地守律法上的每一句的细节。
He is separated and that he is very holy and religious. And he is also a ruler in the Jewish council. He is a teacher of the Word of God.
其實他這樣的時候,他很自命聽到,而且覺得我比你們其他人都很聖潔,更加聖潔的。
And of course, being a Pharisee means that you felt you were holier than others.
其實這樣的人,最不會有機會來見耶穌,是吧?
And it is exactly this type of people that would not come to Jesus.
而且當時因為耶穌潔淨了聖殿之後呢, 在他的公会里面发生了很多争议和不满。
Because Jesus appeared in the council, there were a lot of disputes and arguments there.
尼哥底母能够今天这样的成就呢, 其实已经是过了一个中年的人了。
Nicodemus, being where he is, tells us that he is at least middle age.
耶稣来见这个耶稣只不过一个刚刚出茅庐的年轻人。
And for him to come to visit Jesus, this young sapling.
耶稣是一个未受过犹太门派训练的,不见经传的。
And Jesus has not been trained in the Jewish way.
当时其实很多人质疑他,还有看不起他。
And so many people did not look up to him at all.
但是他这个时候尼哥底母就去找耶稣。
But it is at this time that Nicodemus came to seek Jesus.
尼哥底母见到耶稣时候,他都会称呼耶稣阿拉比,好像我和他,大家都是一个拉比夫子一样。
And he even called Jesus rabbi, so that they were of equal terms.
但另一方面,尼哥底母在看过耶稣,行过这么多的神迹之后,
But that's because he saw all the miracles that Jesus have performed.
他虽然知道,这个人家很特别的。
He knows that this is a very special person.
但他都未能够认出,原来耶稣就是要来,应许要来的弥赛亚。
But still, he has not realized that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
尼哥底母只是觉得耶稣,这个是一个神都挺重用的一个老师。
Nicodemus just thought that, oh, this is a teacher, a person that God is willing to use.
尼哥底母都是这样,夜晚黑来见耶稣。
But Nicodemus came to Jesus at night.
他夜晚黑来,他是不是怕被人看到呢?
Did he come at night because he was afraid that others would see him?
另外夜晚黑比较多的时候可以跟耶稣聊天呢?
Oh, because at night there was more time for him to talk to Jesus.
但是约翰福音,他通常说夜晚黑是一个很特别的象征式的意义。
But John tells us that night is very symbolic.
夜晚黑是用来用一个道德或者属灵上的黑暗。
Night represents darkness.
约翰其实想说尼哥底母现在正是处于一个属灵的或者道德上的黑暗的处境里面。
And so John tells us that it is during this spiritual darkness that Nicodemus comes.
而且他的黑暗比他自己所了解的重要大,重要深。
And this darkness covered what he needed to know.
他比他自己能够知道的重要多。
And so,
即是重要大的黑暗。
And what he needs to know is even greater than he can understand. Because no matter how educated you
are,
because you are still unable to explain the most important thing about life.
同神之间嗰个关系。
And that is your and God's relationship.
好多人我哋假设啊，我哋每一个人嘅存在啊，我哋系需要靠自己嘅努力。
All of us knows that it assumes that it takes hard work for us to be here.
啊，如果你唔努力咧，就冇人能够帮助你噶啦。
If you don't work hard, then no one can help you.
啊，呢个世界上又冇绝对嘅，亦都冇永远嘅真理。
There is no absolute and no eternal truth.
啊，你中意点做可以点做就点做。
That whatever you want to do, you can do.
啊，天或者像神，只不过让我达到我目的其中嘅工具。
That God, whatever, is just going to help us to achieve our goals.
但圣经讲俾你听，唔系噶。
But the Bible tells us no.
我哋嘅生命唔系嚟自一个大爆炸。
Our life did not come from a big bang.
唔系顺化而嚟。
It's not a survival.
唔系一个偶然，唔系偶然嘅存在。
It is not a sudden existence.
更加唔系一个适者生存。
It is not a survival of the fittest.
我读过诗篇139篇。
In Psalms it tells us.
139篇嘅话咧，佢讲其实系一位全能全知嘅神咧，创造咗我哋嘅人类。
It is the Almighty, All-Knowing God that created man.
而且好亲密嘅，好亲密嘅同人一齐去行同在，带领佢行走每一个嘅人生嘅路。
And in a close relationship, and he walks with us.
但呢一切都系因为人嘅反叛神而受到个破坏。
But because of man has fallen from sin that is broken.
就喺人话：，我唔要神去规划我嘅人生。
Man said, "I don't need God. I don't want God to control my life."
知道亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
And after the fall of Adam and Eve.
呢个咁嘅自主反叛神。这个 nature 这个先正已经污染了和控制了我们整个人类。
This brokenness has spread to man and to nature.
整个人类其实在一个罪的里面。
And man has fallen into sin.
而且罪是有一个后果。
But there is a result of sin.
这个后果就是死亡，是肉身的死亡和我们灵性的死亡。
This result is death of both spiritual and flesh.
我们永远的与神去隔绝。
We are eternally separated from God.
就在这样的时候，耶稣说，你们需要重生。
And Jesus at this time said, you need to be reborn.
人的罪不单止带来死亡。
Man's sin not only brings death,
也带来我们很多个破碎。
It also brings many, many brokenness.
在我们追求我们生活保障的时候，
what we need in life,
在我们去追求人家对我们的接纳的时候，
we chase after others' acceptance.
在那时候我们很渴望人家能够给我们有关心爱心，
when we thirst for others' attention and love.
在这种自我忠贞的心态，好的时候，使到我们彼此去争斗。
This self-centeredness causes us to have a bad relationship with others.
我们彼此去伤害。
That we hurt each other.
甚至我自己也都伤害了很多人。
Even myself, I've hurt others.
人生充满着很多的痛苦。
Life is full of miseries.
在这个痛苦的人生里面，耶稣说，你们的生命是不是多，是不是就是这么多呢？
It is in this misery that we ask,Is that it to life?
你们需要重生。
You need to be reborn.
人都尝试用很多方法希望能够重新的去改变过来。
Man hope that there are many methods, ways to change.
有一个新的开始，有一个新的机会。
A new beginning, a new chance.
做回多些东西来补偿回我做错的了。
To do more good things to cover up the bad things.
但你知唔知我哋人其实我哋最大嗰个困难、最大嘅危险系乜嘢
？But do you know what is the greatest and the biggest danger？
我最大嘅危险唔系我哋出边嘅世界。
The greatest danger is not outside of our world。
我哋最大嘅困难系我哋人自己啊。
The greatest danger is ourselves。
头先我讲到人，因为离开神嘅时候，佢个灵性已经死咗啦。
I said that as man is separated from God, he is spiritually dead.
唔再有神嘅生命。
Inside there is no longer God living in him.
一个死咗嘅人，佢点能够活出有个生命嘅生活呢？
A dead person, spiritually dead, how can they have life out of that?
一个已经死咗嘅人，点能够活出一个合乎神心意嘅生活呢？
A dead person, how can they have a meaningful life that is pleasing to God? We do not have the ability to fix broken things. We need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. We need a Savior. When we need our life to be reborn or renewed again, Jesus said, we need to be reborn.
重生这个字原文是有三个意思。
Reborn, there are three meanings.
他第一个，在他讲的重生可以讲是，即是完全的，由头的用重新开始过。
It means completely from the beginning to do it over again.
第二个意思即系话，再嚟第二次生第二次。
The second meaning means to start over again or the second time。
第三次就话，第三个意思就话重生系咩咧？呢个重生系生，系从上头生出嚟咁解。
The third meaning is to be reborn from above。
系从上帝嗰度嚟嘅一个生命。
This life comes from God。
其实约翰福音讲这个字是包括这三个字的意思。
In the book of John, it tells us all these three meanings.
重生这个经历是发生在我们的整个人，不在我们的灵魂的里面。
And that this rebirth also means our spirit as well.
它改变是这么完全，就好像新的生出一样。
To change us completely as though we are new.
但这个过程的里面不是人的努力。
But to do this is not man's work.
It
comes from God's grace and His strength.
尼哥底母似乎定系听明咗系第二个点，即系话你要生第二次。
Nicodemus only understood the second meaning, and that is to be reborn.
佢明白，因为佢知道，哎，人啊，我需要改变。
He knows man needs to change.
我需要多过我生命而家嘅嘢，我需要改变。
I need more than life. I need to change.
但佢误解咗好，佢都好混乱耶稣嘅意思。
But he misunderstood Jesus' meaning.
我已经老啦。
He says, I'm old already.
我点能够再翻去母亲嘅腹里面再生过一次出嚟咧
？How can I go back into my mother's womb and be born again？
我咁多年吓，我咁多年咗养成嘅习惯，我个脾气我个性格。
All these years, I have my habits, my personality.
我改唔到噶。
I cannot change.
唔通我真系要死咗完结咗我而家呢个生命？
You mean I have to die and complete this life?
咁然后咧，我入去母胎再生过一次出嚟。
And then I go back into my mother's womb and then be born again?
耶稣就尝试解释，你系啊，尼哥底母，你唔单止需要第二次出开始。
And Jesus says, yes, you do not need this type of.
你真系做一个好另外一个好唔同嘅开始。
You need a new, different beginning.
系一个从上面而嚟生命而圣灵俾嚟嘅新嘅生命。
And this is given by the Spirit, a new life from above.
耶稣跟住去解释呢个重生就系咩意思啦。
And then Jesus begins to explain what this rebirth means.
重生，佢话重生
，reborn
就系从水同埋圣灵生。
It is of water and of spirit.
呢个水喺呢度唔系指嗰个水嚟嘅 water baptism。
This water doesn't mean water baptism.
亦都唔系讲到话好似母胎里面嗰个水。
It's not the water in the mother's womb.
亦都解经家解经家话呢个水咧系好似神嘅话语咁样样。
And it explains that this water is like God's word.
诗篇119篇佢话咧神嘅话语有个洁净
Ezekiel tells us that this water has the power to cleanse. And in the Old Testament, it tells us what this means. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 27, says that this water is sprinkled upon the Israelites.
就將人嗰個污穢從人嗰個罪，將佢潔淨過嚟，同埋佢個罪能夠得到赦免。
And that the Israelites' sin and impurities will be cleansed and they are forgiven.
當水嚟嘅灑嘅時候，容許佢從污穢裡面變成潔淨。
And so that this water comes and it would cleanse the impurities. And that the sinful person would then be forgiven. Like a new person. And that also the Spirit is placed in their hearts. That this man's heart of stone will be turned into flesh. This heart of flesh would once again would listen to God.
靈生嘅即係話係一個潔淨同埋regenerate嘅新嘅生嘅一個生命。So
that this water and spirit would regenerate a person's heart.
舊約就話咧，將呢啲事就當彌賽亞應許嗰個彌賽亞嚟嘅時候，呢啲事情就會發生啦。In
the Old Testament tells us that these things would happen when the Messiah comes.
呢個彌賽亞嚟嘅時候。 即係講話耶穌已經其實喺度，耶穌嘅國彌賽亞已經係開始佢嘅工作啦。That
this Messiah, this kingdom is already here.
佢講到新，你就係講到呢個新生命，唔係淨係肉身嗰個生出嚟嗰個生命。
This reborn, this new life is not only about flesh that's reborn. Not like being born from our mother's womb. That man's rebirth is not man's doing nor dictated by man. It is the power of the Holy Spirit working within us.
當神的話要傳講的時候，聖靈就在工作，就在商人的心融化過來。
When God's word speaks to us, the Holy Spirit will melt our hearts.
當聖靈動工之後，一切不可能的事情都會發生。
That when the Holy Spirit works within us, the impossible is possible. Even the most sinful and stubborn person can be changed so that they can go. Look at what happened to Paul. Look at those who have persecuted the Christians. May even have occurred in either you or in my life.
其實當聖靈工作之後，佢將佢心去改換過嚟。
When you think that person will be impossible to come to God, they too can be changed.
於是到佢能夠嚟到神嘅面前。
And that they can come before God.
跟住耶穌就用風嚟形容聖靈。
Jesus used wind to represent the Spirit.
嗱，佢講到聖靈嗰個奧秘嘅。 奧秘的工作，即係mystery，同埋好supernatural超自然嘅工作。So
that when the Spirit can perform these supernatural work,
mystical
and mystical.
無論係希臘文或者希伯來文都好。
whether it's in Hebrew or in Greek,
风和圣灵都是同一个字来的。
Wind and spirit uses the same word.
他就是说圣灵的能力能够，就是将圣灵的能力在这里运行的时候，就好像一个风那样，又是这么，虽然你看不到，但是你知道它在这里。
Like the work of the Holy Spirit, it goes around even though you don't see it, but it is accomplished.
将这个人的心去反转过来的时候，要带来一个心灵的更新和改变。
To turn someone's heart and to bring new life.
正如风一样，不是说你想控制它。
Like wind that we cannot control.
当圣灵工作的时候，它的果效你是不能够去否定。
And that the,
you cannot deny.
You cannot deny the work of the Spirit.
跟住你睇见尼哥底母咯，好似更加混乱啦。
And you see that Nicodemus appeared even more confused.
第九节佢话点能够有啲咁嘅事发生咧
？Verse 9 says, "How can this be?"
你有时觉得耶稣好似答非所问。
Sometimes we think that Jesus is answering a different question.
当尼哥底母问佢呢样嘢之后，佢又答佢另外一样嘢。
That when Nicodemus asked this question, Jesus answers something else.
有时我哋同未信嘅朋友讲嘢嘅时候，我都尽量嘅好有逻辑嘅将个问题去解释俾佢听。
And when we speak to non-Christians, we try to use a lot of logic to explain to them.
但系有时。有啲嘢唔係真係解釋得到，完全解釋得到曬。
But there are things that we cannot completely explain.
有時如果你幫佢揾個問題後面之後個真正嘅問題。
And sometimes the problem that you're helping them with, there's a problem behind that.
你反而能夠讓聖靈能夠有機會喺佢心裏頭去工作。
But it gives an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to work in them.
但係而家耶穌就係咁樣。是从另外一个角度去跟他讲他对其实他心里头最根本的问题是什么。
But Jesus in speaking this way is really talking to the real problem behind.
耶稣责备他说你是以色列人的先生教师你这都不明白这件事。
And Jesus said, you are Israel's teacher and yet you do not understand?
难道你看圣经你看先知你预言讲过这么多的事你都不明白。原来佢嗰应许个弥赛亚嘅时代已经嚟咗啦咩
？And you do not understand, and yet you have seen the prophets and read his word. Don't you know that the kingdom of God is here?
知识真系唔会使人得救。
Understanding doesn't mean that you will be saved.
无论你识几多嘅嘢。其实都不代表这件事能够去进入到你的心里面你明白到。
No matter how much you know doesn't mean that it will penetrate to your heart for you to believe.
很多非基督徒说除非你有神迹现在显在我面前我就信了。
Many non-Christians say that let there be a miracle and then I will believe.
但如果正如尼哥底母这样或者其他人这样当他看到这些神迹的时候其实他都是不明白神。
But like others and Nicodemus, even though they saw miracles, they still did not understand.
就算来到最好的教会，端和八指路一个人同生。
Even coming to the best church may not guarantee reborn.
好多人信耶稣，不是说他缺少了知识。
Many people do not believe, not because they lack understanding.
好多人都是世班教会。
Many people go to church.
好多我哋当中嘅年轻人一样。
Just like the young people among us.
每礼拜翻嚟主一学。
They come to Sunday school.
父母每晚都带住佢祈祷先瞓觉。
Parents pray with them every night.
当我有机会 interview 佢嗰啲嚟长见证礼嘅年轻人嘅时候。
But when we interview them for the baptism,
no confirmation.
For confirmation.
哇，佢真系讲得好叻，叻到佢對答如流
，but they can answer the questions really well。
你亦都可能每個禮拜日嚟到教會去聽講道。
You too may come here and listen to the sermons every Sunday.
你講得講到，好有道理，好有道理。
Yes, it seems like your sermon is logical.
教我點樣做人。
You teach me how to be a good person.
但係你心裏頭咗缺少嘅係乜嘢咧？
But what does your heart lack inside?
點解你今日仲未係聽得明白咧？
Why do you not understand today?
耶稣的责备尼哥底母说，其实你不是不知道，其实你是拒绝，你是拒绝接受这个真理的见证。
So Jesus said, it's not because of understanding, it's because you are against it. You do not accept it. You refuse it.
这个见证，耶稣说这个见证不单是耶稣自己讲。
This witness is not only said by Jesus,
或者舊約先知啊，施洗約翰啊，佢哋講。
But even in the Old Testament, the prophets and so forth.
其實我講幾多，講得幾明幾白，其實你係拒絕去接受嘅。
No matter how well I explain it and with what logic, if you refuse it, you refuse it.
點解我要聽耶穌講啊？
Why should I listen to Jesus? I should listen to others and their logic. But the word tells us that that is the person from above.
人不能够知道关于神的事情，将佢嚟到地上去讲俾我哋听。
That what we don't know about heaven, Jesus is explaining it to us.
耶稣就是父神的怀抱里独生子，他来到这个世界上，又将真理和恩典去讲给人听。That
Jesus, the Son of God, brings grace and mercy from the Father.
以至人能够再重新的回到天父那里。
And so that man can once again go to God.
我们需要有一个谦卑的心来到神面前。
We need to have a humbling heart as we come before God. No matter what age. We need to come before Jesus and say, I need you. Please come into my heart and change me. Please come into my heart and give me new life. So that I may understand the true gospel. Jesus wants Nicodemus to know that only the death of Jesus Christ on the cross can he be saved and saved from death.
当耶稣的死和复活之后，人才能真正了解到这个重生的意义是什么。
Only Jesus' death and resurrection can it bring meaning to the word.
但这个时候，耶稣都用一个记载在文数记21章第6到9节的一个故事，一个尼哥底母可能很熟悉的故事，去解释给他听。
And Jesus also used this story from the book of Numbers to explain to Nicodemus.
文数记21章第6节，佢讲到当时以色列人啊，佢出咗埃及啦。In
the book of Numbers, it tells us how the Israelites left Egypt.
就去到旷野里面，因为犯罪缘故，人叫佢哋喺旷野里面去流浪。
And because of their sinning, they are in the wilderness.
他在那里又反叛神，又埋怨神。
They complain about God.
神差就被一些毒蛇入到他里面，咬死了很多人。
And God sent venomous snake among them and bit people to death.
当以色列人悔改和祈祷之后，
But they cried out for help and they pray.
神叫摩西做一条铜蛇，然后将它举起来。
God told Moses to make a bronze snake and lift it up on a pole.
他说，凡去望这条蛇的人，他就得到医治了。
And Moses said, those who have bitten, if you look upon this bronze snake, you will live.
你望这条蛇是需要用信心去望的，是不是？
You are to have faith as you gaze upon this snake.
不是叫你望，你就会自动去望呢。
Not just look when I ask you to look.
但你知道你这样望的时候，你是会得救的时候，你会去望这条蛇。
Only when you have faith, you look upon it and you will be saved.
但不是这条蛇去指他们得到医治。
It is not this snake that heals you.
而是说当人信靠他这样的应许这个神的时候，他望。
But it is man having faith in the promises of God that you will be saved.
同样的，他亦都讲到，凡一切被罪捆绑的人，
and all those who are bounded by sin.
当你用尽心仰望那个死而复活的耶稣的时候，
when your heart believes in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
你就会得到这个永生。
You too will have eternal life.
当人信靠这样去。 这样应许的这个神的时候，他就能够得到个新的生命。
When man believes the promises of God, you will have a new life.
重生是神的工作。
New life is God's work.
也都因着耶稣在十字架上的死，重生我们重生过来。
That is because of his death on the cross that we have new life.
圣灵的工作带来我们生命的改变。
The work of the Holy Spirit will change our hearts.
因为我们的心能够因着能够一个新的生命带着喜乐。
And so that this new life will bring happiness and joy.
我们好像我们以前太过注重我们自己的需要。
Before we were so self-centered and concerned only for ourselves.
当我很注重我今日我能够怎样去生活。
We're so concerned about how do we go and make a living today.
我有找不尽的理由，我们埋怨了这样。
And then we have all these reasons why we complain.
好像个个人都系喺度阻住我行嗰条路。
Seems like all these people are in my way.
佢个个人都好似硬系唔啱我嘅心水。
All these people don't agree with me.
父母硬系话喺度话住我。
And my parents scold me.
我老板咧成日系要俾好多嘢我做。
And my boss gives me plenty of work.
我屋企个太太成日喺度暗住我。
And my wife at home is always mumbling.
点解样样嘢都好似唔系好，都系好似唔系我个意思咧。
Seems like all these things don't fit my meaning.
哇，你个心里点样又可以喜乐咧？
How can you have joy in your heart?
但当 我们明白神那个无尽的爱和怜悯的时候，
When we understand God's unconditional love and grace，
当我们来到在神荣耀的神的面前的时候，
When we come before the glorious God，
他的荣耀满足了我们心里最深的需要，
That he will satisfy our deepest needs，
我们开始为我们周围的东西去感恩。
Then we begin to give thanks to the things around us.
我们不会将一些很小的事变得好像很个人化，很personal。
We will not be bothered by little things so that we make it personal.
我们可以原谅人家的小小的过失。
We will forgive others.
我们可以活在一个满足的喜乐里面。
We will live in a joy, in joy.
这个新的生命都扩大了我们对人的爱心。
This new life will open up our hearts to others.
我们以前太注重我们自己的agenda，我们的需要。
Before we were only concerned about our own agenda.
其他人只不过是帮助我达到目的的一粒棋子。
Other people's only help me like a chess piece.
当神的爱占据在我的心的时候，
When God's love lives in my heart,
我们就能够好像耶稣这样看我们周围的人。
We will be like Jesus as he looks upon others.
是的，我们周围的人有很多好像尼哥底母那样的人。
Yes, there are people around us just like Nicodemus.
很多人这么多年的寻找都很迷茫。
That even though they search, they are still lost. We see others that they think they are okay. And there are many people around us that says, oh, I don't need God, I'm okay.
但耶稣都愿意花时间去解释重生和福音给他们听。
But Jesus spent time to explain this rebirth and the gospel.
其实我们都可以花时间去解释，将这个福音去带给我们周围的人。
We too need to spend time to spread the gospel.
叫他们知道生命，叫他们明白生命是多过这一些。
So that they too would know that life is more than this.
他们需要这个福音。
They need the gospel.
我们会一会唱这首歌。 这首诗歌叫做《来复兴我》，就是永生神的灵。
Let us come and sing this hymn.
我们求神去改变我们。
We want to pray to God that He will change us.
甚至是去破碎我们那个骄傲的心。
To even to break us.
融化我们那个坚硬的心。
To melt our cold hard hearts.
然后重新的再去建立我们。
And to regenerate us.
好，我们一起起身，我们一起起立，我们唱两次。
Let us pray.
多谢主，你曾经来到这个世界上。
Thank you, Father, that you sent your Son to the earth.
你来到将天父的心意讲给我们听。
That you came to the earth to tell what the Father wants us to know.
你叫我们在罪的死亡里面。
You tell us that we are dead in our sin.
在我们罪的破碎的里面,
that we are broken in our sin.
我们需要回到你面前,
that we need to come before you.
多谢主你在十字架上流过宝血,
thank you, Lord, for shedding your precious blood upon the cross.
去洁净我们的心,
so that it would cleanse our heart.
多谢主你的圣灵赐给我们,
we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
好叫我们的心能够得到改变,
so that our hearts would be changed.
求主让我们能够一个重生的生命，能够带着一个新的生命去活在这个世界上。
May we have new life as we live here.
去跟随主和知道主的旨意。
That we would follow you and know your will.
求主你每日都去破碎我们。
May you break us each and every day. Take away our pride.
好叫我哋每一日喺你个话语里面去得到被建立。
So that each and every day we would be built up by your word.
求主去帮助。
May you help us.
同奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.